Lift up your two hands to heaven, everyone in the house, and celebrate the great deliverer. His name is Jesus. He has come to set free the captives, and we are proofs. We are living proofs that he's really setting free the captives. Let's celebrate the great deliverer in the house. His name is Jesus. Magnify him, exalt him, celebrate him, lift him up on high. Because today marks the end of every trace of oppression of the devil on your life, oppression of the devil on your business, on your career. Today marks that end. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. There were two clear cases of oppressions as expressed by the testimonies we received. That precious daughter of Abraham was out of her marriage for 23 years. Jesus stepped in as part of his Waves of Glory agenda. And now the family is back together. Give the Lord a big hand. That is neither natural nor normal. It is simply the hand of God. And the whole son of Abraham stood up here today and said, the first job she would do since 1995 was last year. That's 16 clear years. If that's not an oppression, tell me what it is. And God said, I'm not only going to give you a job, I also give you a jolly ride. And today, they drove for the first time to church. Amen. Toto Lord me, Toto Lord word, Oba so could the young baile, Toto Lord me, Toto Lord me, Toto Lord me, Oba
so could the young baile, Toto Lord
me. Come on, celebrate him now. Lay uncrossable barriers of your life by the two wings of a great eagle, it will cause you to fly over them. He said, I saw four horns, and I said, what are these horns here to do? He said, these are the horns which have scattered Jerusalem and Judah so that no one did lift up the head. There are forces that won't allow people to rise. There are forces sitting on people's destiny. In this great deliverance service, everyone is coming off every limitation of the devil. God can dry up the Red Sea for you. Every force pressing hard against your destiny, not to escape bondage, they shall be drowned in the Red Sea. He's still alive and he's still on the throne and he will never change. Whatever he did before, he will do again. Those are clear-cut testimonies of rescue and deliverance from the oppression of the wicked. So every spell that may have been cast on anyone's destiny here, that is resisting your breakthrough in life, you are moving to the next phase, I command them destroyed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. It is your day. Lord, let your word run swiftly today, and let your name be glorified. Well, I don't know, but if you notice any area of oppression in your life, position yourself appropriately to crush it today. That this is not going beyond today. Most of the time we speak to God, but much more we are required to deal with the situation and to expect divine backing to have it the way we want it. Think of it. Here was this madman and came from nowhere when we were doing evangelism and held me by the trouser. Now it was no time to talk to God. It was a time to talk to that devil. I said in my heart, if this foul spirit touches me, I will tear my Bible. And God said, I know. I told the devil, take off your hand. You foul devil. Can't be praying to God. Yeah? You shout on the devil. Friend, whatever has been sitting on any aspect of your destiny, it's time to shout them down. It's time to shout them down. Lift up your hands to heaven and thank Him for the grace He's given you to be where you are. Where the devil cannot prevail. You are in the kingdom where the devil has no power to prevail. Now look at that situation and shout down the devil behind it. Enough! The harassment in your sleep? Enough! The harassment on your job? Enough! Take off your hand! Enough! Take off your hand! Enough! Take off your hand! In Jesus' precious name. I'm going to show you a mystery today that will guarantee your liberty forever. Lord, help me to see what you'll be saying to me today. Go ahead and pray. Help me to see what you'll be saying to me today. Help me to see what you'll be saying to me today. Help me to see. If I see, I will get it. Help me to see. If I see, I will get it. For as far as my eyes can see, it shall be given to me. If I see, I will get it. If I see, I will get it. If I see, I will get it. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And you may please be seated. Let's unveil the mystery of deliverance. Come and say the mystery. Unveiling the mystery of your deliverance. Let's open it up. Let's strip it naked. Let everyone get in there and see what it is. Unveiling the mystery of deliverance. Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. This is the master deliverer himself speaking. Luke 4:18. He said, for the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to preach deliverance to the captives. Not to pray, to preach deliverance. and the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. There is nothing mechanical about deliverance. True deliverance is a product of revelation. He sent his word and healed them. And the word delivered them out of all their destructions. Revelation is the master key of deliverance. Hebrews 2 verse 3. How shall we escape? If we neglect so great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by them that heard him. There is nothing mechanical about deliverance. It is a raw product of revelation. Raw product of revelation. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 6. Or let's go to Matthew chapter 4 on the Mount of Temptation. And let's take just three verses there, or four. Verse 4. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Now, that was direct confrontation with the devil. Verse 7. Jesus came up again. It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Now, verse 10. Jesus said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan. Get thee hence, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord your God, and him alone shalt thou serve. And verse 11. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. The word was the mystery behind his escape. The word was the mystery behind his deliverance. The word was the mystery behind his mastery. It is written. Not I pray thee, Father. It is written. It is written. So he came free from the devil's trap by the word of life. True and lasting deliverance is a raw product of the word, a raw product of revelation, a raw product of revelation. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 16. When the evil was come, they brought to him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirit with his word and healed all that were sick. He cast out the spirit with his word and healed all that were sick. Now listen to me. What is in the word that delivers? I'll be showing you that in a moment. That is the secret card of unquestionable deliverance. What is in the word that delivers? What is it in the word that delivers people? What is in the word that delivers men from every oppression of the devil, from every form of captivity and bandages? What is it that delivers in the world? What is in the world that delivers? The Spirit of God is in the Word of God. The words are spoken to you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6:63. And when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall set up a standard against him. Every activity of the enemy can only be stalled by the Spirit of God. It's not stopping by power or by might, but by the Spirit of God. So, The Spirit of God is in the Word of God that stops foul spirits from having their way. God's Spirit is in God's Word. And when you invoke the Word by revelation and faith, the Spirit of the Word goes into action to stop all activities of wicked spirits. Can I hear your amen? So inside the Word are spirit missiles. It goes forth when invoked by faith to bring down the activities of the wicked one. Number two, what is in the Word? Follow me, because you are all sons of the prophet. You have the Word in your heart. Number two thing in the Word that delivers is power. What do I call it? Power. 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 You know, he said, thou through the grace of thy power shall the enemies submit themselves to you. The Word of God is the ultimate of God's power. He has exalted his Word above his name. His Word is his ultimate power. Now, in Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. So inside the Word lies what? The power of God. Inside the Word lies what? The power of God. And according to Psalm 66 verse 3, when that Word is invoked, the power of God is released and the enemies must have to submit. Every time you invoke the truth against the wicked one, he has to submit. Thou through the grace of the power shall the enemies submit themselves unto thee, unto you. They have no choice. God's power is domiciled in God's Word. So a revelation of the Word unleashes that power into your life. And when you release it, the enemy must bow. What is it in the Word that delivers? The Spirit of God is in the Word. The power of God is in the Word. The Spirit of God is in the Word. There are many that have the Spirit, they don't have the power. Yes, he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Fire there means power. So it's there. Say with me, the Spirit of God is in the Word. The power of God is in the Word. When I invoke the Word by faith, the Spirit of God goes into operation to raise a standard against the floods of the spirits of the wicked. The power of God is in the Word. When I invoke the Word by faith, revelation born words, the power of God goes into action and forces the enemy to submit. God's power is in his Word. Now, number three, what is in the Word? Say with me, fire. Or let's go with light first. What is in the Word? Light. Everybody say light. John chapter 1 verse 1 to 5. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. The same was with God in the beginning, and all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In that Word was life, and the life was the light of men. And verse 5. And the light shines in darkness, and darkness can't stop it. So inside God's Word is the unstoppable light of God. So when you invoke it, that light that shatters darkness goes into action. You are releasing divine light missiles into the regions of darkness. And when that light gets in there, darkness packs out from there. Remember, in Luke 22 verse 53, Jesus said, I have been with you in the temple. None of you rose against me. When I was dealing with you in the temple, you stretched forth your hands against me. But this is your hour. And the power of darkness. Every operation of the devil operates in the realm of darkness. Every activity of the wicked one operates in the realm of darkness. So when you invoke the Word of light that is born out of revelation, arrows of light go forth. They go forth like lightning and shatter all the forces of darkness. So the light of God is in the Word of God. And that light shatters the force of darkness, and darkness cannot handle it. I've told you before of a testimony of one of my cousins that was overrun with the spirit of insanity. And I was swimming in John chapter 1 that time, December 25, 1983. And I was enraged.
Because every true revelation enrages the carrier. It intoxicates the carrier. And they told me in the family meeting, they said, your son is sick. I said, what about him? I said, no, you relax when we close. And I wasn't chairman or secretary of the meeting. In the family meeting, I'm one of the small boys. So there was nothing to rush about. You relax when we finish, I'm coming. I was not to make contribution. I can't make contribution. I can't do anything. But I will stay in this meeting. Because the devil is not that important to get me out of a meeting. So after the meeting, I got in there. I said, where is he? They said, 2 minutes. And as I entered the room, the spirit left. Now, as soon as light came, there is no struggle. When you see people bending the neck and they say they are doing deliverance, it's all in ignorance, spiritual ignorance. There is no such thing in the Bible. It does not exist. Some even people claim that we don't have deliverance ministry here. Some claim here because they are spiritually daft. They are spiritually dead. They don't even know the meaning. Deliverance is by revelation. Look at my son that came up here. Nobody prayed for him. Revelation of only mama. Then you go from place to place to them that are selling doves. All over the places. Lie down. Wake up. Do you have white shirt? How many of them do you have? What a blue shirt? Do you hang your clothes or put them in the box? It's all unbiblical. People don't read the Bible. Look, somebody was reading Winning Invisible Battles in French, in Kinshasa. A live body moved out of our body. We are talking about light expelling darkness. Somebody was sitting understanding the anointing. A live spider came out of his ears. Light. Say enough. When light enters, darkness must get out. You shall know the truth. Not they shall turn your neck. You shall know the truth, and revelation of the truth shall set you free. No deliverance will require more than revelation to be actualized. No deliverance, no. That's why they keep going. They keep going there, they turn their neck today, tomorrow they bend their leg. They keep going. They keep going. They can even take them to bed. They can take them to bed in the name of deliverance. They keep going. If you don't know the truth, everything they tell you will look like it. To preach deliverance. Revelation is the key. You have never read Satan get lost once in your life. But you must go from place to place. Please pray for me. What of you? Collecting prayers about like beggars. Every testimony in this church are largely by individuals taking responsibility to go for the light relevant for that area and deal with the issues. I'm happy you are quiet. There is no degree of darkness that will ever challenge the authority of light. In fact, the thicker the darkness, the cheaper for light to prevail. The more glorious the triumph of light. It's not there. Any deliverance outside of revelation is temporal. It's a mere relief. True and lasting deliverance is a raw product of applied revelation. What do I call it? A raw product of applied revelation. A raw product of applied revelation. A raw product of applied revelation. Therefore, every devil sitting on anyone's destiny, under the sound of my voice, this hour is your last moment. Get out in the name of Jesus. What is in the world that delivers? Jeremiah chapter 23. Thank you, Jesus. Is somebody still here? Are you enjoying God's presence? Thank you, Jesus. Now, is not my word like as a fire? Said the Lord. So God's word carries fire. You know the Lord our God is a consuming what? Fire. It's fire that consumes fire. And in the beginning was the word, The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So inside the Word is consuming fire. Fire that consumes fire. So when you invoke the Word against any devil, spiritual fire is released. And there is no spirit being that can survive it. It is consuming fire. That's why they cry, "Have you come to destroy us before the time?" So the fire in him, when released, destroys demons. Destroys what? Destroys demons.
Jeremiah 20 and verse 29. "But his word was in my heart as fire, and I could not, as fire shot up in my bones, and I could not hold back." I could not hold back. That was Jeremiah speaking. Jeremiah chapter 20 and verse 29. "His word was as fire shut up in my bones, and I could not hold back." I could not forbear. It was like fire. God's word is like fire. "But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing." God's word carries consuming fire. Because you don't know what is in it. That's why you don't have value for it. Inside the word is the spirit of God. Inside the word is the power of God. Inside the word is the light of God. Inside the word is the fire of God. Sukususu, ebrosi ayekatusia, rekusakalakrendiale tupalutato. Today, whatever has not allowed you to go and has held you down by force and by power, I command the fire of God to descend. Thank you, Jesus. What is in the word that delivers? In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 17, it talks about the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Inside the word is the sword of the Lord. You remember, the sword of the Lord came into play. That is Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 17. Ephesians 6, 17. Listed among the whole armor of God was the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. He said, "And take on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of the Lord." So every time you say, "It is written," the sword will not go, "Woof, woof." Anybody standing on the way, "Woof, and woof." And it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Philippians 4:12. Hebrews 4:12. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. So it's two-edged. Wherever it turns. Every time you say, "It is written," the sword of the Lord goes up. Woo, 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 woo. And that's why they dodged the first time, dodged second time, third time, all the devils left. They said, "You better move. You lose your head now. You lose your head now." And the devil left him. Angels came and ministered to him. Inside the word lies what? The sword of the Spirit. The sword that can cut off spirits. It's not the natural sword. When you release it, all the emirates in your family, all the witches in your village, is cutting them down. Wow, 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 wow. Now see, that is inside the... It is not a phraseology. No. It's a mystery of the kingdom. Inside the world lies the sword of the Spirit that's able to bring down every attack from the spirit realm. Every attack from the spirit realm. So the word is not just there as principles and doctrines. No. It's a mighty weapon of war. Mighty weapon of war. When you take any drug, a pharmacist will tell you the content. And he looks at it. "No, this won't help you. It doesn't have enough nitrogen." He knows the content. You don't know the content. You don't know the name. And then they give you whether fake or regular, you don't know. NAFDAC or no NAFDAC, you just take it. What is this? I hope it's Crocoin, say here. What does he do with his fever? How many per day? 21, 29. Can I take the 4 at a time? And the boy telling us, he said, if you are very busy, you can take all of them in the morning and go. And then instead of being helped, you are being hurt. Friends, this word is loaded. This book is what?
Loaded.
This book is loaded. Inside it lies your deliverance. You don't need any manipulation of the devil. There is no ministry of deliverance. There is no ministry of deliverance. There is, you may be angry, oh, it's very good. There is no ministry of deliverance. It is the ministry of the word that delivers. We give ourselves wholly to prayers and to the ministry of the word. It is the ministry of the word that delivers. I've been around in this move now for a few years, at least 1969, and I've been preaching this gospel since 1970, and I've seen all these ministries of deliverance go and come, none have stayed. The ministry of turning the neck, bending the neck, you know, lifting one leg up, shouting hallelujah 20 times without putting it down. And when you're putting it down, Satan, I cast you out, lift it up. That's not the thing. Revelation puts you in command. Come and say here. From today, you'll never be a mincemeat for the devil again. Say with me, I'll receive it. Say it loud, I'll receive it. What is in the word that delivers? Say with me, spiritual hammer. Spiritual hammer. Now, in the same Jeremiah 23 and verse 29, is my word not like as fire, said the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? It breaketh the rock in pieces. It breaketh the rock in pieces. If you dodge the sword, you won't dodge the hammer. That is grand assault. You move in there. So every time you release the war, you release spiritual hammer against your position. Go! Go! And go! And you destroy them. You destroy them. There is spiritual hammer in the world that destroys every rock of bandage around your life. No matter where they come from. Today, by the word of the Lord, you're walking free. Yeah. Now let's go to the final mystery. What is in the word that delivers? Remember, the life of the flesh is what? It's in the blood. And in the word is life. And every life is sustained by blood. The life of the flesh, whatever has flesh, must have blood in it. So every time we invoke the revelation of the word, we release its blood content. Can I hear your amen? So there is blood inside the world. Because inside this world is life. The life of the living world. And the life of the flesh is in the blood. So when you invoke the word, you are releasing blood missiles. You are releasing what? Blood missiles against your enemy, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Revelation 12:11. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Please understand this spiritual contents of the word. It will boost your confidence in engaging the word against your adversary. You can't be held down anymore. You are too much for that. Let me tell you this. 1979, by a revelation of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5 and 6, that when you are saved, you are raised up together with Christ, and you are made to sit together with him in heavenly places, And Revelation chapter 1, Ephesians 1, verse 20 and 21, that, you know, you are seated with Christ in heavenly places. And where is he seated? He's seated far above. Man, I got intoxicated. Every true revelation intoxicates people. I was looking for any devil to demonstrate it, that I'm not your equal. I'll deal with you. I was looking for any witch to say, I will kill you. People are afraid of witches. I became dangerously fearless. I was looking for any witch to molest. 1979, all these people are carrying nonsense news that I love witch. Better check the record and find out how long it has started. It's not just now. Glory to God. I finished preaching, and I've told you that many times. You may be tired. I'm not tired. Testimonies keep me on fire. I said, how many of you are witches here? Stand up. 1979 July. 19 what? I don't know where you are that time. 1979 July. I was a terrorist against the kingdom of darkness. You can't mess up when I'm present. How many of you are witches here? Stand up. They all stood up. Because when light comes, darkness can't hide. Darkness can't hide. If a witch comes to this church and returns without affliction, I'm not sent. You can't come here and then they may talk attack or you sit down there. You will suffer pepe. Pepe. The authority here will follow you. So they stood up and I said, what do you do? One of you come on here. Come and say, open show. You make an open show of them triumphing over them in it. I said, come on here. Tell me, what do you do with the devil? He said, anytime we want to suck blood, we get on the highway. And when anyone is coming on, we cause his vehicle to some assault and we suck the blood. Now, without hesitation, I said, what when people like us are coming? 19 what? 59. Say it now. 19 what? Now, what has made him people like us? Revelation. 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 Revelation is what determines your ranking. Revelation is what determines your ranking in the kingdom. Revelation is not your age. It's not your size. It's not your height. It's revelation. He said, when we sense a higher power, come and say higher power. Higher power. It's a revelation that moves you higher. You understand your position. You understand where you are seated. You understand authority that is conferred on you. That's, I wasn't called to ministry then. No. It doesn't have to do with any title or call to ministry. No. So when we sense a higher power on the way, we clear out the highway. So I was listed among the higher powers, 1979. By revelation from the ministry of Oswald J. Smith. So how can't you catch that from this ministry? You can't catch it. What is the matter? What's the matter? Come to church in the morning, roaming about in the evening. Running from one deliverance center to another deliverance center. And you are staying bandaged. You can't drive in the night with another man's headlamp. You need your own headlamp to drive safe in the night. You can't drive with another man's headlamp in the night. That's not the way out. How shall we escape if we neglect? So great is salvation available in the world. No escape. Too many lazy believers. They won't look for what they need. They're looking for what we get it for them. Go down there. There are amazing books here that will set you free. In fact, you kick the devil like football. Say, get lost, stupid boy. When this light came to me, I called a family meeting. You can't believe it. And I said, I have heard many horrible things that you do here. If I hear Peke again from now, I mean family meeting, I mean village rooted family meeting. If I hear Peke from now, you are gone. What year? 1979. 1979. I became head of the family. If I hear Peke from today, I say, greater than you all. In the person of Christ in me is in your midst. That's this. It's not that, what are you saying? What I'm saying is that I'm greater than all of you. If I hear any movement, unauthorized movement, you are finished. It ended there. Revelation can be intoxicating. Man, I can't say more than this. I leave you to yourself. If you like, go for it. If you like, keep roaming around. I was so filled with fire that I saw one professional prophet, long beard, long rod, sat on a rock. And people were going to him, a lot of soldiers. Ah! It was not far from Barak. A lot of soldiers, they line up, going to him one by one.
Because I dare also wonder, somebody wants to give you a dress, check the one he's wearing. He wants to give you promotion, is he promoted? But they were all lining up. I was furious. I went there to pray. I walked up to him. Stand up! He said, what did I do? I said, stand up! Who are you here? Stand up! Stand up! All the people that, all his customers were waiting. They were watching. Nobody could help him. Stand up! I said, stand up. He said, what did I do? I said, stand up! This is my father's mountain. Stand up! Now, go. Go. I cast him out physically. And I took over the mountain. Amen. Glory to God. Because I can't share the mountain with the devil. I can't be praying here and the devil is molesting here. No. All his customers just carry their things and they started going. They didn't know what to say. You know, the man who can't change their master. If they say back to him, they are dead. So I chased him. I stopped his business that day. Glory to God. Every true deliverance is a product of raw applied revelation. Raw applied revelation. Take it raw. Friends, anything you find in Satan get lost is reality. It's not a show. It's clean reality. The end has come to that harassment of the devil against your life. The devil should survive at your mercy, not the other way around. It's not you surviving at the mercy of the devil. No. Where you are seated for business. So when you are invoking the word, you are pleading the blood without knowing. Because you are releasing the life of the blood, the word. And the life of the flesh is in the blood. So you are releasing the blood. He said, turn ye to your strongholds, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare. Zechariah chapter 9 verse 11 and 12. Even today. So when you begin to unleash the word, you are engaging the stronghold of the blood against your enemy. And you get back whatever is stolen from you. Every of your imprisonment is over this hour. I release you today as a devil tormentor. When you appear, foul spirits must disappear. When you stand, foul spirits must bow out. If that is for you, let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. These are some of the vital deliverance contents of the word. And I guess this is more than enough to set anybody free. Whatever witches or wizards may have done against your destiny, I return those things back to them sevenfold. And I decree your clean rescue today. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. By redemption, you are ordained to be far from oppression. Come and say far. Because in righteousness shalt thou be established, and thou shalt be far from oppression. Isaiah 54 verse 14. Thou shalt be far from oppression. Thou shalt be far from oppression. Thou shalt be far from oppression. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Don't give the devil any dime of fear. In nothing, terrified by your adversary, which is to them a token of destruction, but to you of salvation and that of God. But to you of salvation and that of God. This is your day. Here in Canaan land, bought for than dead for free. Not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, not five times, not ten times. They just fall down there for free. Because it's a no flight zone. You don't fly nonsense here. You fly across here, you are dead. That's your last flight. When you are ready for your last flight, fly across Canaan land. That is how your house will become from now. Every devil that has shattered your family, their generation will be shattered sevenfold in your place. Every devil sitting on your business, on your career, on your vocation, on your trade, they are unseated today in the name of Jesus.
Listen to me. By the law of creation, you are above all animals. Can you imagine somebody coming here to say that the cat in his house has been disturbing him? Eh? Since you will carry him away. Because you can't kill it at will. Amen. I can tell you this. The devil is much more under your feet than the cat in your house. The cat in your house is in the house. The devil is under your feet. He said the Lord will bruise Satan under your feet. Meanwhile, he's under your feet. And when you see enough light, what do? Crush it. Somebody's free. That what salvation has done, it has repositioned you for unquestionable liberty. Unquestionable deliverance. That's where you are in redemption. Stand to your feet. Say with me, redemption has repositioned me for unquestionable liberty in the conflicts of life. By redemption, I'm ordained to be far from oppression. Therefore, I am far from the oppression because I'm seated with Christ in heavenly places. Far above where the oppressors operate. Therefore, I am far from oppressions. I shall therefore no more fear. Because I'm not in the same realm with the oppressors. Therefore, anything sitting on any aspect of my destiny must be unseated today. Must be unseated today. My hour has come. My hour has come. My hour has come. Let all the sons of God or daughters of God lift up your hands and begin to declare your liberty. You are far above your oppressors. Jesus. precious name. Isaiah 52 and verse 1 and 2 places the responsibility of your deliverance on your life. Awake, put on strength. Ye captive daughter of Zion, put on your beautiful garments. He said, you have sold yourself for nothing, and you shall be recovered without cost. He said, shake thy feet from the dust. Rise up. That's all about you. If you must be free, you must take responsibility. If you must be free, you must take responsibility. The uncircumcised devils have tormented you enough. It's time to walk free. He said, put on your beautiful garment. Just change position. Enough is enough. What revelation does is to steer reaction. And reaction that engenders revolution. Look, I'm not taking this again. Can I hear you say that? I'm not taking this again. How can I be sitting there in an office, they are promoting unbelievers and they left me untouched? I'm not taking this again. How can I be sleeping halfway in the night and have struggle? I'm not taking this again. How can I be eating and vomiting in my dream? I'm not taking this again. Why? It is not your lot. It is not your lot. Salvation has changed your position. You mustn't take that anymore. I'd like you to go violently, like we talked throughout the first three services, engaging the violence of faith for your release. I'd like you to be stirred up by what you have heard. If so much price has been paid, I can't abuse it by staying put in the prison. Enough is enough. Now, I'd like you to take some of the world missiles you have gotten and then begin to unleash them against the issues of your life that can only be traced to an oppression of the devil. Go ahead and pray. If you like, you can take your Bible and quote it back to him. It is written. Whosoever the Son of God shall set free shall be free indeed. It's my turn to experience true liberty. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. It's my turn to experience true liberty. I am not taking this again. Enough is enough. I am not taking this again. I am not taking this again. Enough is enough. I am not taking this again. Enough is enough. Redika Tishariba. Bereko Tazidabra. I am not taking this again. Enough is enough. Ezuzi Ayeta. Barike Tekotiza. Yeshadia. Take off your hand. Satan, take off your hand, my affairs. Take off your hand, my business. Take off your hand, my children. Take off your hand, my spouse. Take off your hand, my career. Enough! I am not taking this again. Enough! It's enough! I am not taking this again. Enough! It's enough! I am not taking this again. Enough is enough. Every planting of the devil must be uprooted from my life. Enough is enough. I am not taking this again. Satan, take off your hand, my affairs. Jesus' name we have prayed.
Faith is not a principle. Faith is a fight. It is putting up a fight against everything standing in the way of your inheritance. Putting up what? A fight. Faith is putting up a fight against everything standing in the way of your inheritance. Whosoever the Son of Man shall set free, he shall be free indeed. How free indeed are you? Now, we are not going to pray to God. We are going to shout down the devil. Psalm 81 and verse 10. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. But my people will not hearken to me, and Israel will do none of what I've said. So I gave them to the desires of their will. He said, but my people will not hearken to my voice, neither will they do what I've asked them to do. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. He said, oh, that Israel, verse 13, had hearkened to me. He said, and had walked in my ways, I should soon have subdued, verse 14, their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. So the wider you open your mouth, the more violent God gets to set you free. Can I hear your amen? For I will give you a mouth and wisdom that no devil in hell can resist nor gainsay. As I put this boy in my car, let me see the devil that has the God to enter my car with me. I give you a mouth and wisdom. How can darkness sit down in the midst of light? My wife and I were the light in the car. And you mean an insane person will sit in the car and survive? As he landed in the car, he slept off. He has not slept for weeks. All the devils left, no prayer. I can tell you the mystery of deliverance. All the devils left, no prayer. We moved to the hospital the following day. The physician hospital, he said, what's wrong with you? He said, do you mean what was wrong with me or what is wrong with me? He already knew the difference between past tense and present tense. No prayer. No, okay, now, sit down. I'm not you with joy. There was no prayer. It was the efficacy of the word that was used, the only material used. In every true deliverance, man, my son has been free from December 25, 1983. And went to the university after that as a show up on the devil. Graduated, get married, and has children, has a home. Come on now. You can mess the devil up. So I'd like you to open your mouth. Most of the time we are crying to God. It is not God. God is not our problem. Get out! What are you doing here?